Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayikra, the sixth day of the month of Nisan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zev Goldberg of the Young Israel of Fort Lee in Fort Lee, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldberg slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Rabbi Herman. This is actually my third opportunity joining you on this OU call. Each time, it is an honor to share Divrei Torah and to lead the very meaningful tefillos. This week, we begin Sefer Vayikra with Parshas Vayikra. Now, if you would open up the Sefer Torah and look at the very first word of the Parsha, you will notice that the opening word, Vayikra, is spelled with a small aleph. That's the last letter at the end. And it is as if the Torah is trying to minimize the aleph and focus our attention on the word Vayikar instead. Now, there is a big difference between these words. Vayikar means chance or happenstance. Vayikra literally means to call. But Chazal explained that it's more than calling. Vayikra is Lashon Chiba. It's the language of love and affection. Rav Yaakov ben Asher, in his commentary on the Torah, Baal HaTurim, explains that Moshe wanted to write the word Vayikar, as Moshe was looking to minimize his role. So he wanted the pasuk to give the implication as if God had just chanced upon him. It was almost random that he was selected as the leader. Hashem, however, wanted to use the word vayikra, which is the language of love, a word to describe how passionately Hashem treasured his relationship with Moshe. And in the end, they compromised. So the word vayikra was used, but it has a small aleph at the end. Now, it occurred to me that there is a powerful lesson to be learned from this insight of the Baal HaTurim. The difference between Vayikar, a life of chance and randomness, and the word Vayikra, a life of affection and love, the difference is just a small aleph. As we all know, it has been a long year, and many people are tired and fatigued. Baruch Hashem, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but we don't know the length of this tunnel, and we don't know when COVID will be a memory of the past. People need chizuk now more than ever. People need kindness now more than ever. It doesn't take much to brighten someone's day. Sometimes the smallest gesture, like the small aleph, can transform someone who feels isolated and alone into someone who feels treasured as part of a community. A phone call before Shabbos, a handwritten note, a smile, or a short socially distanced visit can make such a difference. Don't give up on the opportunity to make someone's day just because you think you don't have something meaningful enough to contribute. Even the smallest aleph can make a world of a difference. And with that, we turn our attention now to the three prakim of Tehillim that we will recite. We'll begin with chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Binot dasha yarbi seini. Amei menuchot yinahaleini. Nafshi yeshovev. Yancheni b'magli tzedek. Leman shemo. Gam ki eilech. Begeit ha-mavet. Lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha. Hema yinachamuni. Ha'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai. Ishanta v'shemen roshi. Kosi revaya. Achtov v'chesed yirdifuni. Kol yimei chayai. B'shafti b'beit Adonai. Li'orech yamim. We continue now with chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lamalot esa enai al harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim va'aret al yitain lamot raglacha. Al yanum shomerecha, hinei lo yanum, v'lo yishan shomer yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra. Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeifcha uvolecha, me'ata v'ad olam. And finally, chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir hama'alot mimamakim kirafticha Adonai, Adonai shema v'koli. Tihiyana oznecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Im chaslicha leman tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kifsa nafshi. V'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker, yachel yisrael al Adonai, ki im Adonai hachased, v'harbeh imo fidos, v'hu yisdach yisrael mikol avonotav. Mishaverach avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe, Aharon David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech lirat es acholim. Ba'avur shekol hakal miskalim ba'avuram miskar zeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'hachalimam rachosam v'hachazikam v'hachayosam v'yishlach lehem mehera refua shalima min hashamayim l'chol evareihem u'lechol gideihem v'sof she'archo le'yisrael refuat ha'nefesh refuat ha'gof hashda ba'galot v'zman kariv nomar amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim b'tzara u'b'shivya, ha'omdim b'im b'yam u'b'im b'yabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotiei mitzara l'rvacha, u'me'afela li'ora, u'mishiba l'geula, hashta b'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Ribono Sholam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Simon Taylor, who is the National Director of the OU Department of Community Projects and Planning. Next week is probably, if we would compare rabbis to accountants, this would be their most busiest week of the year prior to Pesach. So next week, I'm thrilled that we'll be able to share and highlight some of our incredible OU employees servicing Klal Yisrael in various ways. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, uplifting, meaningful, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.